We're going to continue with the last bracha on the Shemoneh Esrei, in which some actually call it the bracha of Shalom, peace. Some actually connect it and call it part of the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. And there's a direct connection between the Birchas Kohanim and the bracha of Shalom, which we'll touch upon today, maybe conclude tomorrow. Beginning with the words of the Avud Raham, he says, "V'hatam shetiknu avarech es Yisrael b'sof kol tefila." The reason why we institute the Birchas Kohanim, why is it here? Why is it at this particular part of the Shemoneh Esrei? If it's such an important bracha, maybe we should put it in the beginning, in the middle. What's the significance of all the way at the end? So the reason for this is l'fisha tefilos keneged tamidim tiknu, that our davening, because we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, it's instead of the karbonos, the sacrifices that were brought in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. U'kamoshi b'chol pa'am, every time, b'hashlim ho'avoda hayo ha'kohanim mevarachim es Yisrael. Whenever the avoda was complete, whenever that service was done in the Beis HaMikdash, once it was finished, the Kohanim would conclude the avoda by blessing the Jewish people. K'moshe ne'amar, v'yisa Aharon es yadav el amvi barachim. So because of that's what was done in temple times, we will do the exact same thing, that the Berachas Kohanim falls at the very end of our avoda, namely that of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Torah continues and discusses this 19th bracha of Sim Shalom that was placed after Berachas Kohanim, because the pasuk says, "Somos b'nei b'nei Yisrael, b'ani avarachem," which is the very end after the Berachas Kohanim. "Ubracha shel Kadosh Baruch Hu hi shalom," says that the bracha in which Hashem gives to the Jewish people, which is what he's saying, that that Hashem will place my name on the Jewish people, and I will b'ani avarachem. One interpretation of Rashi over there in Parshas Noso, b'ani avarachem is referring to Hashem. And how does Hashem bless us? It's with shalom, with peace. Tachsiv, as it says, Hashem owes le'amo yitain, Hashem yivarech esamo v'shalom. That Hashem seals the Shemoneh Esrei and gives the ultimate bracha, the bracha of peace of shalom. But as we mentioned, there is a direct correlation, a connection between Berachas Kohanim and the bracha of Sim Shalom. Specifically the bracha of Sim Shalom, as opposed to Shalom Rav, which we said by Mincha. And the reason for this is brought down in the Gemara in Sota on Lama Tesamat Beis, which discusses a lot of the details and halachos of Birchas Kohanim, which we'll discuss in greater detail maybe in a little while. Omrav Zera, Omrav Chista, Eina Kohanim Rishayin Lachser Peneihem Minatzibor, that the Kohanim, after they duchen, after they finish the Birchas Kohanim, they're not allowed to turn their faces away from the congregation. Ad sheyaschil shleach tzibur b'sim shalom. It's not enough after they finish the Berachas Kohanim, they have to then allow the chazan to at least begin the paragraph of Sim Shalom. So we see from here, there's a direct connection between Sim Shalom and Berachas Kohanim. And furthermore, it says, v'en reshoin l'akar raglehem b'leilich, that they are not allowed to leave their platform, ad sheyigmor shleach tzibur sim shalom, until the paragraph of sim shalom is complete. So again, we find in the Gemara a very clearly that there must be some connection between the bracha of sim shalom and that of the duchening of the Berachas Kohanim. So it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the last siman in Chelek Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ramah, v'nohagu lomer b'shachris sim shalom. Why is it in the morning we say Sim Shalom? Why by Mincha we don't? We say a different paragraph for Shalom Rav. They both talk about peace. So what's the reason for this? So the Ramah tells us, V'chein kol zman shomer Elokeinu. Anytime that we say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu v'Teinu, which of course is Berachas Kohanim, that is the time we say Sim Shalom. Av b'lav hachi, but if we do not say Berachas Kohanim in the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, Maschil Shalom Rav. So that's the general rule, the rule of thumb, that we always say Shalom Rav when we do not say Berachas Kohanim. They go hand in hand. Berachas Kohanim and then Sim Shalom. And one of the times we see this very clearly is on a Tainas Tzibur, on a public fast. Because generally by Mincha we say Shalom Rav. But for some reason, we say Sim Shalom by Mincha on a public fast day. And the reason for that is the Chazan says Birchas Kohanim. So once there's Birchas Kohanim, we continue with Sim Shalom. Now, what is the reason that we do not say Birchas Kohanim by Mincha, and why do we say it on a Tainus Sibur? So the reason is, even though technically speaking it could be said, there is a gezeira, there's a decree of shichrus. I don't know any Kohen that gets drunk or enjoys liquor, but maybe you do. But nonetheless, that was the decree. That they were concerned that after davening in the morning, of course shachrus isn't a problem, because you're not supposed to really have, you know, supposed to have a meal. But afterwards you'll have your lunch, and then by it comes to mincha, who knows what's going to happen. The Torah clearly says, Yan v'sheich al teish. We don't want them to do the avodah intoxicated. So therefore, because of this, we make a decree, no Birchas Kohanim in the afternoon. When it comes to a Tainus Sibur, hopefully you don't have that problem, right? Because they're not drunk, and they're probably not eating either. So because of that, Birchas Kohanim is not an issue. What?
What about a Kiddush Club? And then the Musa.
Then what? Well, that's on Shabbos. We say, I think we do. We say Birchas Kohanim then as well. Baruch Hashem. That's what we do as well. Anyway, so the Ramah continues and says like this. That is the opinion that we're familiar with. V'yesh maschilin sim shalom b'mincha shel Shabbos. He actually says, which is not our custom, that also on mincha of Shabbos, some say sim shalom instead of shalom rav. We say shalom rav. Why would we say sim shalom? Ho'el, because uksibbe, it says in the paragraph, b'or panecha nosata lanu, that the light which you have given to us, what does it mean, light? Does it mean actual light coming from the sky? Could be. But another interpretation is Shehi HaTorah Shekorin B'mincha B'Shabbos. Or could refer to the Or Shel Torah, the light that the Torah gives and shines upon us by Torah study. And since we do a Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha and Shabbos, therefore for that reason, some have the minhag to say Sim Shalom during that time. Which, of course, would be another reason why the Tainus Sibur by Mincha would be another reason why you could say Sim Shalom. We do say Sim Shalom, is because that's another time we say Berachas HaTorah. We have a Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, that would be another idea of Be'or Panecha Nasat Alanu, and therefore that's within Sim Shalom. Now, this is according to the custom that we're familiar with. Now, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that not everyone holds this. Not everyone holds that Shalom Rav is recited by Mincha. He says like this. V'im Omar. First of all, he says V'im Omar Sim Shalom O B'Shachar Shalom Rav Yotze. Happens to be, if you make a mistake, this is just something you should know, that if you accidentally said Sim Shalom or Shalom Rav when you shouldn't have, for example, by Mincha, maybe you said accidentally Sim Shalom, so that's not a problem. After all, V'Sidur Ha'ari, according to the Arizal, he writes L'Olam Sim Shalom. He says you always recite Sim Shalom, which his minhag was to even recite Sim Shalom by Mincha. And therefore, because of this,
including Marv.
I guess that's what it means, L'olam Sim Shalom. Okay. Even by Marv. So, according to that, of course, we have to understand the correlation between Birchas Kohanim and Sim Shalom. Apparently, the Arizal doesn't hold that that's necessary to have that correlation. Shalom Rav and Birchas Kohanim have that connection as well. But nonetheless, that's the machlokus between the two, and we'll continue discussing this in greater detail tomorrow.